Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 14th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. A new advocacy group for good faith security researchers called the Hacking Policy Council launched this week. Its founding members include BugCrowd, HackerOne, Google, Intel, Integrity, and Luda Security. One of the group's first efforts will be lobbying for changes to the European Union's Cyber Resilience Act, which requires disclosing vulnerabilities within 24 hours of discovery, even if no patch is available. Twitter Blue subscribers can now post up to 10,000 characters per tweet with support for bold and italic text formatting. Twitter previously increased subscriber tweet length to 4,000 in February. The company also rebranded its Super Follows feature to Subscriptions, although the functionality largely remains the same, with accounts able to create paywalled content with three pricing tiers. The Verge also found a Twitter help page on the rebrand, saying, "We hope to include newsletters and other Twitter features as potential bonus content." The Washington State Senate passed Bill HB 1570, which grants ride-hailing drivers access to the same paid family and medical leave program as other workers in the state. Washington previously passed the Expand Fairness Act last year, which set a statewide wage floor for drivers, offered paid sick time, and other protections. The program is expected to be available to drivers in July 2024. The Ubisoft Plus subscription service launched on Xbox consoles, with only the $18 a month Ubisoft Plus multi-access tier available. This provides access to a large portion of Ubisoft's title library and will include day one access to new releases, as well as supporting swapping between Xbox and PCs and providing access to DLC. Meta open-sourced its animated drawings project, which converts drawings into animation. Meta's fundamental AI research team released a web-based version of the tool back in 2021, where users could submit a human-like character to animate. The company also released a dataset of about 180,000 drawings to use with the project. Spotify announced a new broadcast-to-podcast technology, which will automatically convert broadcast radio content into podcasts on its Megaphone platform. This will automate stripping out radio ads, placing podcast ad markers, and editing in intros and outros. Spotify estimates it could save up to 1 hour of work per episode. Microsoft announced it will bring Windows 11 to its HoloLens 2 headset as an optional update in June. The update won't bring any notable user-facing updates, but will offer better app performance. Microsoft will also add in some developer-facing updates. The big one is Edge WebView 2, which lets devs embed HTML and JavaScript easily into apps and generally improve web-powered apps. It was a big week for black and white photography. Leica announced its M11 monochrome camera, they leave off the E, with a 60 megapixel full frame black and white sensor, 256 gigabytes of internal storage, and a blacked out colorway, which means no iconic red dot. It's available for pre-order now for a mere $9,200. If that's a little too pricey, Ricoh announced the Pentax K3 Mark III monochrome DSLR. It uses a monochrome APS-C 25.7 megapixel sensor and a similar muted colorway. It ships later this month for $2,200. Apple committed to using 100% recycled cobalt in all Apple-designed batteries by 2025. In 2022, the company says 25% of the cobalt used in its batteries was recycled, up from 13% in 2021. Microsoft updated the SwiftKey keyboard on iOS and Android to now integrate its new Bing features. Anyone can now use its Bing AI integration in search from the keyboard, while those signed in with a Microsoft account that has access to the Bing preview can use its chatbot interface, as well as change the bot's tone settings. The parent company for the social network Parler, Parliament Technologies, agreed to sell the platform to the media company Starbird. Starbird will take Parler offline to eventually launch a revamped version. Reuters reports that over the past 2 months, the top 50 advertisers on Twitter spent 19% less on ads compared to last year. That's according to Sensor Tower metrics. In this two-month period, several companies are no longer in the top 50 on the platform in terms of advertising, including Merck, Google, Meta, Unilever, Coca-Cola, and the snack maker Mondelez. And finally, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported back in February that Apple resumed development on an iPhone SE 4 model that would use the company's own 5G modem. However, in a new post, Kuo says the device referenced was actually an engineering prototype used in Apple's 5G modem validation, and that there are no plans for mass production and sales. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.